I would love a clean home, but I am just so busy. In the next episode, I'll be sharing a simple process that you can create that will get you on your way to a cleaner home. By the way, I'll also share why I've never hired anyone to clean my home, even though life with 11, now 10 people, certainly keeps me busy, and hiring someone sounds like a dream at times. A clean home is possible. I'm spilling the secrets in the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast.
Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of 9, who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast.
Okay, so a clean home is something that we all probably desire. I don't know of anybody who would say they don't really desire a clean home, but nobody wants to spend all their time cleaning either. So it's something that is kind of a, you know, we need to find some balance with it. And of course, I live with a bunch of people. And so it's something that I have had to get really good systems and processes, really, and secrets that I'm sharing here with you today. I've had to do these because there is so many people, there are so many messes, and of course, as soon as you get something taken care of, it gets undone quickly. So this is one of those things where I've had to really hone in and get some really good skills and practice, and I'm excited to share these here with you today. So there's something you need to understand first, and that is there's two types of clean. There's clean, and there's clean. And clean is what we're going to have and kind of what we're going to define as everyday clean. It's the tolerable, I feel pretty good about how things are clean. And then there's the clean. This is the more of the deep clean. This is like I'm having guests over. This is, you know, my mother-in-law is coming over, those sorts of things. That's what clean is. And so I think it's important to understand that for everyday life and for most of what things need to be like in my home, it's all about just one clean. It's all about just clean. So first, know that there's two different levels of clean, but the one is going to be where you mostly spend all your time. Here are a few other things that you're going to want to consider as well. Number one, when you're thinking about what some type of cleaning schedule or cleaning plan is going to look like, you want to make sure that you are taking into account your current season. What is life like? I'm not talking about seasons out the window necessarily, but I'm talking about like the season of your life. We all tend to have kind of like this ebb and flow, right? There are times where I know I'm busier than other times. A lot of it revolves around like kids' sports and that sort of thing. Busy times at work as opposed to times at work that aren't as busy. Life is a different sort of busy in the summer, so it's a different sort of season. But keep in mind, as you're coming up with whatever your cleaning schedule or kind of cleaning game plan is going to be for how you're going to have this clean home, know that you're going to want to consider the season that you're in so that you're creating a plan or a schedule that actually works. Because we can't have expectations that are not realistic based on the season. So basically think about your overarching circumstances, and those are going to be kind of what would make up your season to some extent. Another thing to keep in mind is your situation. These are actually three S's. Your situation. So this would be where you would think about things like limitations. So you might say something like, I have health limitations right now. Or my husband is traveling a lot, and so I don't have a lot of outside help. I'm on my own a lot. You might also think about certain challenges that you have right now, right? Hard to say what those could be, but limitations and challenges, these would be things that are specific to your situation. And again, keeping these things in mind are going to help you come up with a game plan, a schedule, a system that is realistically something that you can fulfill. Because we don't want to set ourselves up for failure. We don't want to set unrealistic expectations. That's not helpful, right? Because then we get discouraged, we get frustrated, and then we just kind of start this whole downward spiral that we'd just rather avoid. And so keeping in mind your situation and just really thinking about that ahead of time before you get into the nitty-gritty of a schedule. And the third thing to think about is the actual schedule. Now, I find it's helpful to have kind of two different schedules, like a general schedule, like this is when we generally do things. And that's the one that, again, is going to fit the bill most of the time. But then you also will have different times where you need more of a specific schedule. This might, again, be because of a particular situation, a particular season. Maybe you're going to be going out of town in a few weeks. You're taking a big family vacation. Maybe you're doing some sort of remodeling project. Maybe you're going to be hosting the holidays. And so for us, when we host the holidays, and when we know that we're going to be having guests stay here, we're going to be having guests come here for dinners and all of that, we tend to have a different cleaning schedule because we let certain jobs that don't really matter fall along the wayside so that we have the time to do more specific things that are pertinent to the fact that we're having guests over. For instance, I'm not cleaning my guest areas all the time. I only clean them as we need them. And so I don't just magically have more time, though, when I need to clean those guest spaces. So that means that I need to slide something and some other things off my schedule so that then I have the time to focus on the guest spaces. So you can see how that might be more of a specific schedule. There's a need for that one. Okay. So I've got 5 steps to help you create this cleaning schedule. And when I say cleaning schedule, again, I'm going to remind you what I said way back in the beginning. Nobody wants to spend all their time cleaning. So we create this cleaning schedule so that actually we can do the opposite, so that we have clearly defined expectations. We have a clearly defined workflow and game plan for how we're going to create these actual results when it comes to having this clean home, so that we can get done and get on with it and do other things. So that's why we create the schedule. It's not so that we can spend all of our time cleaning and feel stressed about it and feel like, oh my gosh, I'm always going to be cleaning. It really is so that we can just get it done, cross it off the list. And by the way, it's not just you. If you have other people who live in your home, they should be helping as well. Don't worry. I've got an episode coming up on family management and helping get the family helping out. So I've got you covered there. So just know, though, when I go through these steps, it's not, the expectation isn't that this would all fall on your shoulders. Not at all. All right. So number one, the first thing that you need to think about is, what is your time availability that you have to devote to cleaning tasks? So really think about this day by day. What does it look like? What time do you have available on a Monday? What do you have available on Tuesday? And really just think about it as you go through the week. Now, if you're like me, you probably have more time on the weekend, right? Life is just different. I don't have as many kid obligations. I'm not homeschooling my kids on the weekend. We do that during the week. I mean, sometimes we have a little bit of overflow, but for the most part, that isn't something that occupies my time on the weekend. So my time looks a little bit different on the weekend than it does during the week. And for me, my time really does vary by day as well, depending on what I have going on. Certain days I have more kids practicing in sports than I do other days. Certain days there's more activities than other days. There's just a lot of variation. So maybe you will not have enough variation where maybe you don't have to do every single day, but know that for the most part, you just want an accurate picture. You want to look at however many days you need to look at to really have a clear picture of what time you have available. I'm not here to give you extra work. If Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday really do look all the same, then by all means, don't do the overkill. That is, you know, there's no reason to do that. So what is your time availability day by day? That's step number one. Step number two, now you're going to be looking at your prioritized cleaning tasks, okay? Prioritized cleaning tasks. And what I mean by prioritized is you need to think about which of these cleaning tasks are ones that I need to do daily. Probably not too many. Those probably fall more into the routine category. I talk about those in a lot of other places, but what of those need to be done on a weekly, maybe every other week, or monthly, or quarterly, or maybe even annual basis? That's what I mean by prioritized. So as you're thinking about the various cleaning tasks, how often is it feasible that you're going to complete each one of these tasks, or that these are going to be completed by you or someone else? And again, maybe you would say, ideally, this would be done weekly. But as I start to put all the pieces together and figure it out, I'm realizing that, you know what, this has to be an every other week sort of thing. For instance, we swap out every week, we clean our main floor. That's an every week thing. But we also have an upstairs and we also have a downstairs, and those flip-flop. So one week we're doing the upstairs and we're not doing really anything with the downstairs other than making sure it's not like, you know, a complete dumpster fire. But then the next week, then we're doing the opposite area. So in a perfect world, would I want to touch both of those spaces, both of those levels every week? I don't know, maybe. Again, I'd much probably rather use my time for other things. But let's just go with the fact that in a perfect world, I would say, you know what, I would prefer those to be done every week. But in the overall scheme of things, again, I don't want to spend all my time cleaning. So in reality, I'm just going to choose to say, I'm going to swap those out in an every other week format. But number two, step number two says, create your prioritized cleaning tasks. Break it down by, are these weekly? Are these every other week? Are they every month, quarter, or annual? That's just kind of a brain dump of all of the things. Third step is to think about a home reset on the weekend. I cannot tell you how much I love doing a home reset on the weekend. One of my favorite things is when I walk into my bedroom. Now, my bedroom gets cleaned every other week also, right? Maybe in a perfect world, would that be every week? Maybe. But I love when I walk into my bedroom and it was the part of the home reset was actually cleaning my bedroom. It just makes me so happy to be there. Same thing with my office. My office gets cleaned every weekend. It is so nice when it's clean, and it is so nice when I come into my office to work on a Monday because we have just had that reset. As life goes on throughout the week, it just kind of doesn't stay as neat. It's acceptable because, of course, having a completely chaotic space is not conducive for work for most of us, myself included. So it's not that it gets totally out of hand, but it definitely doesn't look like it does when we've done the reset. So reset on the weekend. It is something that you will love. But how much time do you have to devote to it on the weekend? We need to think about this. And what sorts of things do you want to have done on the weekend? So a lot of times what I think about is, as I've done that day by day, Monday through Friday, and I've kind of mapped out how much time I have and when I might have it throughout my day, I kind of put smaller tasks. The weekend is when we do as a family that home reset, and it's more of those bigger, more time-consuming tasks. I wouldn't choose, you know, it's easy for me to find 10, 12 minutes to clean a bathroom during the week. It's harder for me to find an hour and a half to work in the schoolroom, right? I just don't have that. The schoolroom is a much larger area. There's a lot more involved. There's a lot of surfaces. There's a lot of things that get out of place and need to be put back in place. So I tend to save those larger tasks for the weekend, and the shorter tasks get distributed during the week. So step number three says, what makes the most sense for you to do from a reset, and what do you want to do from that reset format? And maybe what are those longer tasks and more involved tasks if you've got a schedule that's more like mine, where you've got more time to devote to those things on the weekend. But that's step number three. Step number four to think about is, how does what you come up with in number three impact the weekdays? So if you're looking at what you have time for on the weekend and the prioritized tasks that you want to get done in that home reset on the weekend, what isn't going to fit on the weekend? We can't fit everything on the weekend. Again, we also like to have some relaxation. We like to have some fun on the weekend. We don't want to spend the whole weekend cleaning, but we can't get it all done on the weekend either. And so we need to say, all right, this is what fits on the weekend. These are the prioritized tasks that we really want to get done and really make sense from that reset format on the weekend. And so by default, these are the things that didn't fit onto the weekend game plan. And so they have to be distributed during the week. So once you figure out your number three, once you figure out your weekend home reset, then you'll know the tasks you need to plug in during the week. Again, since you won't have all the time you need on the weekend. Nobody wants to spend all weekend cleaning. Give yourself time to do all the other things as well. But what isn't going to fit on your plate for the weekend then? What would those things be? And they need to be distributed throughout the week. How are you going to do that? And the cool thing is you should already know where you can plug those in because you've already thought about what is my time availability day by day in step number one. So how does number three, how does what you come up with in number three impact the rest of the days? So essentially now what you're doing is you're taking all of the tasks that you said were weekly, or you're taking all of the tasks that you said were biweekly and happened to fall this week, and you're plugging them in. You're assigning them a day and a time block. You're assigning them at least a day. Maybe you don't have the ability to assign them a time block. And as long as you get them done, I'm okay with that. But you have to make all the pieces fit. It's kind of like a puzzle. If you have dumped out all of these things and you've said, these are the cleaning tasks that all need to go somewhere this week, you've got to plug them in. You've got to know where they're going to fit. And then the fifth step is to adjust. As you go throughout the week, things happen. There's unexpected things that come up. Things take longer than you have planned. Maybe it's like me in fifth grade math took an entire 2 hours to work through one quiz. That was the story of my life today. But these things happen. And so number five is adjust. Know that you're going to have to make changes as things go, as you go throughout the week. If you assigned yourself to deep clean or do a more thorough clean on your bathroom, that's going to take 17 minutes and it included cleaning the shower, wiping down all the baseboards, washing the mirror, all of that stuff. And you had something happen today and now you've got 5 minutes to deal with the bathroom at best. Well, instead of cleaning the shower and cleaning the mirrors, maybe you're going to say, all right, I'm going to make sure I deal with the things that are most important to me. I'm going to make sure that I clean the toilet. I'm going to make sure that I do something with the floor and wipe up the surfaces. This is what I mean by adjust. Because in reality, the things you do have to fit the time you have. I'm going to say that again. The things you do have to fit the time you have. What we often do is we avoid doing the things. So essentially what I'm saying is you need to modify, you have to like kind of modify or change the completion criteria or the frequency. But what we tend to do is when life comes in and gets in the way, it's pretty easy for us to say, well, in my bathroom example, now I don't have the 17 minutes I need to clean the bathroom, so I guess it's not just going to get done today. And so we take it completely off of our plate, expecting that, or we kind of forget that we don't necessarily have another 17 minutes to put that in. So now it's going to be something that we're frustrated isn't done at any rate. It's not done to any sense of completion. And I don't really have someplace else to stick that for that 17 minutes. I don't just have another 17 minute pocket. So now it's going to be something that just isn't done at all. A lot of times we would be much happier and it would serve us a lot better if we would work with the time that we have. So again, if completion needs to change or if the frequency needs to change because of the fact that life came in and got in the way, that's okay. Know that though, number five says, know that you're going to have to adjust as you go. We do our best to create something like a cleaning schedule, to create this game plan, and we do our best to follow it. But life, we live here in the world where there is usually any number of interruptions and disruptions and unexpected things. And know that you're going to have to, it's worth it to have the game plan, but you're going to have to modify it quite frequently. Be open to that. That way, when it actually happens and you find yourself in a situation where you're having to make a modification, it doesn't have to be frustrating and it doesn't have to feel overwhelming where you just say, you know what, I guess this can't happen today. Usually, we're much happier if we modify it to some extent. So no one wants to spend all their time cleaning, but I think we can all agree that we want to enjoy our home base and we want our family members to as well. It really starts with having realistic expectations that are relevant to the time you have in your current season. from there, it's really just a matter of plugging it into your daily life. So I told you I would also let you know why I have never hired someone to clean my home. At times it sounds nice, but this is my headspace, and I have nothing against people who do hire someone to clean their home. I've even investigated it for myself a few times. But here's what I keep coming back to. Number one, the first reason that I haven't done this yet is because it's really something that I choose to not afford. I could afford it if I wanted, but it's something that I just choose to not afford. We're in a very expensive phase of life right now. We've got all kinds of teens. We've got college students. We've also got younger ones. And we like to take a lot of vacations. And I would just rather put my money towards those things than I would hiring someone to clean my house. So the first reason I haven't hired someone is I just choose to not financially afford it. The second reason that I haven't hired someone is that the thought of finding someone just feels overwhelming to me. Like I said, I've investigated it a couple times, and trying to find the right person and the right fit, we're also a homeschooling family. And so having someone come in to our home, you know, it just kind of changes the rhythm of how our homeschool day would go. And I'm not even sure what that would look like. And so it just kind of feels overwhelming when I think about it. And so for something that's supposed to bring me a sense of relief, every time I've started to kind of dip my toe in the water a little bit, it hasn't brought me any relief at all. And it's actually caused me a lot of stress and felt like this big complicated thing. And so I haven't done it yet because it just feels complicated. And to have to get my way through the complicatedness, knowing that, again, I don't even know what it's going to be like to have someone here. It might really be too disruptive to our school day. So it's just kind of been something that hasn't felt like the right fit for me yet. I don't know what the future will bring, but that overwhelming feeling of I don't know how to find someone, it feels complicated, that's really been a stopping point for me. The third reason I also haven't hired someone is because I actually genuinely enjoy cleaning my home. It's kind of like stress release for me. I like to put AirPods in. I like to listen to a podcast. I like to listen to a book on Audible. I like to listen to music. Sometimes I even listen to, I'll put on a show, a streaming show that I've seen 1,000 times. And so as I'm listening to the episode, I can see it in my mind. That way I can keep moving. I'm not tempted to watch it because I know exactly what's happening. I've been through the Friends series, for instance, countless times. The first time, of course, I was actually in college when it was actually the show on NBC. But that's one of those shows that I can put on, I can stream it, I can put the AirPods in, I can laugh along with what I'm doing. It serves as a really good distraction to take me away from the fact that maybe the parts of the cleaning stuff I don't necessarily love. Maybe especially when I'm doing those, I tend to put an episode on. But I'm not distracted enough by it where I don't keep moving. So I actually enjoy cleaning my home, at least for right now. And so that's another reason that I haven't hired someone. But it is an individual choice, but that's what it looks like for me at this point. But when you think about having a clean home, right? Understand that there's a couple of different types of clean. There's the clean where you say, you know what? I feel good about this. It doesn't need to be that clean, clean. In order to have either option, though, it really does start with having realistic expectations that are relevant to the time that you have in your current season. Remember where we started. We started with having to consider those things because you have to know the context. You have to know the answers to those things before you can develop a cleaning schedule of any kind that's actually going to work. And that's a wrap. A clean home truly is possible. And it really starts by thinking about what clean means to you, not anyone else. So that's what I have for you today. I will talk to you in the next episode. Well, if you are someone who would love a clean home, but you've struggled with how to actually make it happen, I hope that those steps have really helped you just kind of think through things. Again, so often we kind of just jump straight into the doing part without really thinking things through. And especially with those questions that I had you consider in the beginning, setting the stage really with realistic expectations. If you've never taken the time and worked through that, whatever you've come up with in terms of a cleaning schedule maybe hasn't worked very well because you haven't been considering those things. So I hope that you found this episode to be helpful. In the next episode, we're going to be talking about another question that I get asked a lot, and I'm going to be unpacking the answer for you. I'm going to be talking about, how do you have time for a workout? Those of you, many of you know that I make time for that every single day. How does that actually happen? That's going to be what we're talking about. Whether or not a workout is what you're trying to find time for, if there's something you have been trying to find time for and you can't seem to prioritize it for yourself, this is going to be an episode you are going to want to make sure you listen to. Until then, make it a great day.